Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. It is with great enthusiasm that I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our telecast. Well, thank you, Sister Danielle. It's such a warm and lovely welcome, and those who are tuned in this time of the morning to come together to hear a word of truth from God. Today we want to just discuss something I think is very dear to each of our hearts, and that is sometimes we just are bewildered and we don't know what to really do with ourselves. Have you ever come to a point in your life where you want to throw in the towel, and you just want to give up, wave the white flag, surrender, because nothing seemed to be going right for you in your life? It seems like everyone around you is having a good time. Seems like nothing stands in their way. There's no limits. There's no boundaries. There's no anything that stands in their way. And seems like every corner you turn, you meet disaster. You meet stress. You meet fear. You meet misery. And it seems like nothing seems to work out for you. But, you know, there's a man of God by the name of Asaph who got to that point that he wanted to just give up and throw in the towel. It was in his mindset that, yeah, God was for and supportive of others, but as a prophet of God, he himself, God had given up and left stranded. And he said these words in Psalm 73, "For truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet are almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. I was envious of the foolish, and I saw the prosperity of the wicked." I recall years back when this show entitled The Lifestyle of Rich and Famous was being televised. And of course, I would never own a yacht, didn't own a home, barely own a good, decent car. But here these people have playhouses, one in California, one in Carolina, one in Miami, and they have 3 and 4 cars, and they have bunches of money stacked, stored everywhere. And I also wonder how they accumulate this kind of wealth. First thing come to mind, they stole it, they're dishonest, they're crooked. But I learned that there are those who made an honest living and had businesses and sold their businesses and made out good in the stock market. And I learned to appreciate successful people. It was just that I was young and just didn't understand. But nevertheless, my mind was all flooded, thinking that how could anyone amass this kind of wealth by honest means? Well, there are those who didn't always amass wealth by honest means. But I learned that there were those who did earn an honest living and really made some good financial choices and made their funds legally and honestly. But nevertheless, it can drive you mad if you're not careful, if you're not wise enough to understand these things that drive you to envy. Envy is a very bad mindset, disposition to have. But, you know, in Asaph's case, he was envying the foolish when he saw the prosperity of their lives. See, there was no bands, no limitations, no boundaries. There were no restraints placed upon them. They were strong. They were not in trouble as financial troubles as other men. Neither were they plagued like other men. Their pride compassed them. They spoke boastful words. They talked big talk. It seemed like nothing could stand in their way. Their eyes stand out against whatever they wanted, they could have the fatness of their eyes. And even when their heart was fat, they wanted a new car every year, they get one, vacation here, vacation there. And as men and women of God, we are being blessed. Oftentimes, we just don't realize how blessed we are. I'm in a situation just now and realizing just how valuable your help could be. You can have all the money and substance in the bank. You have a big business. You have a nice home, nice car, everything. But if your health is not functioning as it should, you really are in a very tight situation. And so even Asaph recognized that how they spoke blaspheming words against the heavens, against God's people, and he was about to give up, throw in the towel. Perhaps you are at a state in your Christian journey where all this church stuff, this God talk, this Jesus stuff seems to get you nowhere, and you're about to give in, turn in your card and call it a day and go and live your life like you sometimes wish you should have. But I want to encourage you this morning. Don't give up. Don't raise the white flag. Don't throw in the towel. Don't turn in your Christian card yet. You know, it's the same way in Asaph's life. Asaph said that he saw how they criticized God's people. and that they weren't worth a cup of water. You could wring them out, and most should give a cup of water. And then he said that how that they said, well, how can your God even know anything anyway? How can he be here? How can he be there? How can he know what your needs are? How can he come to your rescue? And then he said, behold, these are the ungodly, those who speak like that. But they prosper. They continue to prosper, even though they speak blasphemous and malicious words against God. And then he said, well, I thought this way for a long, long time. And maybe you are on a journey of doubt, your Christian life, seeing like everybody around you that you love is dying or they're ill and can't get well. We have no finances and resources to even help them, even provide a decent funeral for some of our loved ones. And even though your daughter wants to go off to college, you can't send her off to school. Your son needs braces, you can't even afford them. Seems like your church building is leaking on the roof, you can't afford to repair the roof in your church building. It seems like so many bad things, sad things are going on with those who name the name of God. And some people say, this can't be right. God can't be like this. He can't be this weak. And he has to be better for me and towards me than he has in the past. And many get to that point. Here's a prophet of God who got to that point that he had given up on God. But notice what he says. In verse 13, he says, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. He had gotten to a point he realized, I am speaking foolish. This is not who I am. This is not who God is. Then he says, all the day I have been plagued and chastened every morning. So every day misery awaits me. Chaos sits next to me. And I have no substance. I have no way of really seeing a real good and prosperous day. And then he spoke within himself. He said, if I keep thinking like this, my children will not revere God. For generation to generation, I will be responsible for those denying God. This is very sensitive because when your children see and hear you speaking bad words or thinking bad thoughts, expressing bad ideas, it affects them, influences them. You know, our kids listen to everything we say. So we must be careful that we don't speak as though we're tired of Christ, we're tired of church, we're tired of preaching. We're tired of being long-suffering, tired of being humble because it affects your children. And many times children leave the church because of what they hear their parents say and what they watch what their parents do. But notice what Asaph said. He said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me that he could affect his children and generation of his children if he would leave the Lord. And he's a prophet of God. In verse 17, it says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. Until he came into the place where God dwells, he could not understand clearly until what God said. And so when he realized that he was in the sanctuary, this was a place where God dwelled, and there satisfaction, tranquility, humble heart, and all those things that he needed to know, they needed to be a part of, calmed him down and got him to realize God has not forsaken me. God has not abandoned me. Now I'm going to leave this message with just this morning that God has never forsaken you. No matter how difficult times may appear, and it seems like all the chips are down and your end is near, your heart is what God saves, not your body. Your body is flesh, but your spirit lives forever. So I want to encourage you, don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. As Asaph said, his feet were about to slip. And I can imagine him being on the edge of a cliff, and he almost slipped, and he caught his balance. And he said, that was a close call, spiritual way. Sometimes we say, a close call. I almost left the church. I almost gave up on the Lord. I almost quit. Don't give up. Don't quit. God is near. He's here for you. May God bless you, and may he keep you today. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're thankful for this opportunity to have this telecast this morning. We hope and trust and pray that each one who's on this call today will recognize that, yes, things seem very dim and gloomy in our lives. It seems like there's no point of return, but we have lived a long life, and there are those who haven't lived life at all. But the great times and great joys that we've had, they certainly outnumber the bad, the evil days we've had. So let us feast on the good times that God has given us. Let us rejoice because we had great moments in our life that far outnumber the bad moments in our life. Let us go today to our workplace, to our homes, with these thoughts in mind. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.